News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, many of you, if you're just waking up this morning, will have heard the news that a passenger plane carrying 64 passengers and four crew has crashed into the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. after it collided mid-air with a U.S. Army helicopter. Here is D.C. Fire Chief John A. Dowling giving the latest update after the passenger jet and helicopter collided.
This evening at 8:48, an alert was sounded, initiating a large regional response to a report of an aircraft crash on approach to the airport. This response includes first the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority's Fire Department, the District of Columbia Fire Department, the Metropolitan Police Department, and the U.S. Park Police to respond into the area and to sort that out. At 8:58, the first units arrived on the scene and found an aircraft in the water and began rescue operations. This incident has grown. There's currently about 300 responders working. We have boats from all throughout the region, police and fire boats. We have a mutual aid agreement in Washington, D.C., the National Capital Region Mutual Aid Agreement administered by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments, and we're all operating under that. We're operating under a unified command. Everybody's together. So we also have requested state police helicopters from Maryland, and the Coast Guard helicopter is working. So this is a state and federal response as well. U.S. Coast Guard's got some boats in the water as well. So it's a highly complex operation. The conditions out there are extremely rough for the responders. It's cold. They're dealing with relatively windy conditions. Wind is hard out on the river. So they're out there working. We're doing everything we can to keep them safe.
And that is Washington, D.C. Fire Chief John A. Dowling speaking there.
Before we go to the U.S. Secretary of Transportation, fascinating intervention by President Trump. He issued a statement last night saying he'd been fully briefed on a terrible accident. May God bless their souls. Thank you for the incredible work being done by our first responders. He then went on his Truth Social platform and said the airline was on a perfect and routine line of approach to the airport. The helicopter was going straight at the airplane for an extended period of time. It is a clear night, clear light in capital letters. The light on the plane were blazing. Why didn't the helicopter go up or down or turn? Why didn't the control tower tell the helicopter what to do instead of asking if they saw the plane? This is a bad situation that looks like it should have been prevented. And then he finishes off, not good, in capital letters. An extraordinary intervention by the president there. But the US Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, has also been speaking at the press conference.
You know, when one person dies, it's a tragedy. But when many, many, many people die, it's an unbearable sorrow. It's a heartbreak beyond measure. And I know Senator Moran and I are here just to say we care. We wish that there was more we could do, but unfortunately there doesn't seem much at this time. I want the folks to back home to just know that we care, that we love them, and that this is a time when we'll have to join arms together and help each other out. We've been through things like this before, through tornadoes and floods and things, but it's really hard when you lose, you know, probably over 60 Kansans simultaneously. And I don't want to forget the pilots and the flight attendants, you know, do their job, and the military personnel we lost. You know, all those lives are so valuable, and it is such a tragedy that we lost them.
And in some breaking news on that Washington air crash, U.S. figure skating. This is the U.S. figure skating organization has confirmed that several members of its skating community were on board on the plane. The sports governing body said that the athletes, coaches and relatives were traveling home from a development camp held alongside the U.S. Figure Skating Championship in Wichita, Kansas. And for more on all of this, I'm joined now by Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. Good morning to you, Sean. Sean, how unusual is this mid-air collision, a commercial plane, 64 passengers on board, on approach, clearly in I suppose, communication with the tower, and then an army helicopter that appeared, and I've seen the footage, as many people will have seen, it's online, to fly straight at it?
Well, first of all, it's very unusual, and obviously our sympathies go out to the absolute tragedy for the families involved here. I mean, one of the things about Washington, any airspace around a civilian airport is incredibly tightly controlled. Any civilian aircraft going in or out follows very tight procedures. It's instrument flight rules, which means you do exactly what you're told. You follow very strict procedures. There's no discretion allowed to the pilots at all. And that makes sure that they're safe, because obviously there's a lot of traffic arriving and departing. Now, on this particular night, you can see from the footage, it's pretty clear. There's no issue with being able to see around. Now, the military helicopters often operate to slightly different rules. They are, because clearly there's a security detail required in Washington, and therefore military aircraft are often operating around the passenger aircraft. I think what they'll be focused on this particular inquiry is that literally minutes before the accident, the passenger jet was told to switch runways, asked if it could switch runways at Reagan. In other words, land on a slightly shorter runway. That would have required it to maneuver in a slightly unconventional way to get itself from the flight path of the runway that it was due to land on onto a different flight path. And the military helicopter pilot would therefore might not have noted in his head that this aircraft was now operating away from the expected flight line. What we do know is that the Black Hawk helicopter, the Army helicopter, was on a training flight. These Black Hawks are equipped with a lot of very high-tech night vision devices. The one thing to remember, though, is that those are generally designed to operate in pitch darkness. In other words, if you're on an enemy territory and you're trying to see when it's pitch black, around the airfield, there's a lot of bright lights, a lot of land lights, a lot of landing lights. Yeah. A lot of those will flare up and actually cause it quite difficult to see with some of the sensors.
So visually, it mightn't have been as clear to see the commercial plane, I suppose, with the naked eye. I believe is what you're saying. We did hear audio, Sean, from the tower communicating with the helicopter asking it to divert to Dulles. We heard that earlier on in the program, rather than where it was. Looks like it was heading for, which is Reagan Airport. There was no response. Is that unusual? And is it significant that it was a training flight?
Well, I think that there's a lot of the air traffic control communication that's coming out in dribs and drabs at the moment. And I have to say, what I am seeing is, but after the accident, obviously air traffic control, they've closed down Reagan Airport, and they've therefore got to divert a lot of these aircraft away. I think that what we've got to actually be clear about is what's happened before. One of the things that the air traffic did say to the military helicopter, you know, can you see the passenger jet? Now, I've operated in a military jet in the vicinity of civilian aircraft before, and because they give you discretion, but you have to be sure that you can see the aircraft that the air traffic controller controlling. And there was no response at that time from the military helicopter. So whether the helicopter was on a training flight, whether they had radio comms problems, whether they were focused on something else, that's conjecture.
We don't know. President Donald Trump has highlighted the fact that they were asked if they saw the plane rather than telling the helicopter what to do. Would it be normal for the tower in a regular commercial airport to instruct a military aircraft?
Generally speaking, I don't know the specifics of Reagan on this particular evening, but military helicopters generally take advice when they're operating under the rules that they operate within civilian airspace, because they have a very different role. They could be on a military mission. It could well be. It could be more important than following instructions. They might be, you know, tracking some terrorists.
So
they might be doing all sorts of things.
They take advice rather than instruction. But I suppose in an issue of air safety like this one, and this has resulted in tragedy, that might be slightly different. And as you say rightly, this is conjecture in the wake of what is a tragedy for all those involved. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Sean. That's Sean Bell, their former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.